hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference presented by the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from Gene Milliken Bonds, Senior Manager of Regional Community Development for the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond.
What this program does is it looks at commercial real estate development and renovation. It looks at new business, expansion of existing business into the zones, and large expansion of businesses already in the opportunity zone. So you've got the business side and you've got the real estate side of it. And then we've got all these other tax incentives. And what we do know is that opportunity zones can work with those others. The New Markets Tax Credit is a good match, and this was modeled after those. LIHTC is another possibility. In South Carolina, you have an abandoned building tax credit. And since I'm with the Federal Reserve, I would be remiss if I didn't say a few words about some of the things that we and others are keeping an eye out for. There can be positive and negative impacts to the low and moderate income communities. And that's one of the reasons why in several of our states, we thought it would be great to bring investors together and then work with them and then introduce them to the zones within their state. Because if you're investing within your own state, you certainly want to return, but you're also interested in how your state fares. So some of the things that we're looking at is you can have this massive influx in capital and these great incentives for taxpayers, but there are very few guardrails. So we have some regs that are going to come out, and we have no metric keeping. So this is really going to be between private sector investors and then those communities as to how this works out. So I would have to say there's a little bit of concern about the fact that there aren't some tighter rules in there. Gentrification is one of those areas. If a community suddenly gets an influx of capital, is that going to displace people in that census tract, and they'll have to move. So instead of addressing uneven growth, you start to move people around, which is really not the intent of this program. Under the Community Reinvestment Act, we already worry about hot spots and deserts. So you get boom activity in Los Angeles and New York and Charlotte and other places, and then you have very little activity, especially in rural areas. So this could certainly make that situation worse, where you continue to have hot spots along your coast. You could have those hot spots continue to do well and then those other areas not. Also, the concentration in high-cost cities is a concern, and probably overwhelmingly concerns about harmful investments in communities. But really matching what a community wants and the plans a community already has in place with what investors want as far as a return and some of those tax incentives and how to marry those two. That's really going to be up to us to figure out. And then last, I would just say, you know, local communities, there are concerns as far as will this displace other funds. So you might have areas where you have a foundation that's heavily invested. You may have a community development financial institution that's already making a lot of investment in a community. You may even have a bank under CRA that's made investment. Will this private investment displace that or supersede it? So I think we have a number of areas we have to figure out about how some of those investments work with each other and how to pair the opportunity zone funds with other impact investing. That's a big issue that's taken storm. There's a lot of foundations like the Calvert Funds that are looking at kind of mass impact investing in communities. So how we can package some of that, and then how local communities can create appropriate zoning and ordinances that will accommodate some of this investment. So I've put together a couple of places that I think are good places for you to keep up with the technical aspects of this. The Urban Institute has a SCORE data set where they're looking at communities and what's going in there. That's a great place to keep up with it. The Council of Development Finance Agencies, which will be here in January, has an Opportunity Zones page that they're updating. Novogradac has the list of the funds on their page. And then the Federal Reserve has done a webinar, and we plan to keep some updates on our pages as well.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference presented by the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from Jean Milliken Bonds, Senior Manager of Regional Community Development for the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.